Every Thursday, we come together as a group. We get to say bleep you to whoever, whatever we want.
Yeah.
And I got one. I'm going to lead us off.
What you got?
So yesterday, I drove from here to MGM National Harbor to go to Pete Brazia's birthday party, right?
Which way did you go?
The bottom of the Beltway, Wilson Bridge.
Okay.
I did the Easy Pass lanes, so I spent whatever it cost, like $17, but I moved pretty good. If I had not done the Easy Pass lanes, I bet it would have taken me 2 hours.
Yeah, it was great over there.
But so I got over there, and because it was a surprise party, I didn't want to get to MGM early. And like, just, I have an innate ability of messing things up in those situations.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to avoid it, right? And they got the outlets right there, which I, you know, outlets are cool. It's a way to kill a half hour. So I went into a store, and I won't name the store, just, you know, everybody's a potential client, right?
Yep.
And they were nice, helpful. It was cool. So I ended up buying a couple things. Yo, at some point, Pete Haley has this great line. If you put salt on everything, does anything need salt? You know what I mean? Like, if before you sit down and eat something, you just put a little salt on it, then at some point, or like some people are with hot sauce, they put hot sauce on everything. Mm-hmm. But if you put it on everything, do you really even need it? It's just an existential question, right? So you're walking around the outlet mall, and every store, everything is 50% off. But if every store, everything is 50% off, maybe that's just the actual cost, and they're convincing you it costs more, and they're giving you a deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
But everything was 50% off. It was cool. I got a couple neckties. Like, all right, cool. I'm out of there. I am going home last. So I went from outlets to MGM to NBC, finally to my home. And I'm going home, and I was showing my wife this, like, sweater jacket thing I got. And I looked down, and these father duckers didn't take off the, like, ink pad thing that – you're not supposed to be able to remove it from the store.
You walked out the store like that?
Yes, in a bag that they gave me. I paid for it. They just forgot to do it.
It didn't go off?
No, but I bet if I try to take it off, it'll explode everywhere.
Yeah, take it back.
So bleep them. Yo, yes, take it back is simple.
Or go to any store. Any store that has that, they could probably take it off for you.
Do I have to go to the same store, you think? Like, not the same physical location by MGM?
If you know the store and there's one closer, go to that one.
But all the outlets are, like, further out. You but know not, what I'm saying?
It may not be an outlet. It may be another store from that outlet. Like, you got a Nike outlet, but you go to a Nike store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you're not wrong, and that's what I should do and hopefully will, and I'm not sure I will.
But you're going to try to take it off yourself.
I may do that.
So
or,
if you ever wear the ink shirt, I'm going to know which one it is.
But I also shouldn't be inconvenienced. I'm the freaking customer. Well, they should have done it.
Well,
so bleep
they should have done it, but you know what? Now you got home, and you have to get it fixed. You just purchase it. You're not going to want to wear it. And I hope you don't wear it with the damn ink thing on it.
I hope I don't wear it with the ink thing on it, too. Let's get to these phones. Our guy Drew is on the line. Hello, Drew. How do you do? Who are you mad at?
Hey, JP. So, you know, we're playing the Giants this week, and I can remember back when they drafted Eli and they did that trade with Rivera. And when Eli was on his game, we had to hear for years and years how they got this quarterback that's winning Super Bowls, and we had a revolving door at quarterback. And now they got Daniel Jones, and we got Jaden Daniels. So bleep you to all those Giant fans. Payback's a bitch, especially bleep you, Vince.
Yeah, bleep you, Vince. Although I've now met Vince a few times, and he's a very nice fella. But great call, Drew.
Bleep him anyway.
Let's go to Jimbo is in Manassas. What up, Jimbo?
Jimbo.
How you doing, buddy? Who you mad at?
Happy Halloween, fellas. How y'all doing?
We good, man.
All righty. I tried to call in last week, but now's my chance. College basketball season's on the way. And look, I love you boys, but unfortunately I'm going to have to bleep every single one of you on the program.
Why?
Why?
My feelings were a little bit hurt a couple weeks ago. I got to defend my man, Coach Tony Bennett. As a proud UVA alum, the words Tony Bennett and coward can't fly out of my mouth at the same time. They just can't.
Well, I'm not a proud UVA alum, so I'm going to say coward. So when you run away from that competition, that's coward to me.
I understand, but, like, this dude is Joe Gibbs, Gary Williams, John Thompson, like, to us. And I feel like the system is set up well enough there. He has a lot of assistant coaches that have been with him, even players that have come back, that I feel like there's enough continuity to where it just won't be a total shock. I know from the outside it looks bad, but look, this is a class act. I mean, he brought us a championship. The worst thing I can say is that he lost to a 16 seed and he redeemed himself the next year. So I just got to defend my man, boys. That's all I'm saying.
All right, man. It's just like when you got a person at your house, you're going to protect them. And if I say something about him, you get mad, but you can say something about him. Just be honest about it. You know you were pissed off when he left.
It's a tough time to leave.
Come on now.
Thank you for the call, dude. Landfill, do you have any bleep views? Anything you need to get off your chest?
Yeah, but, you know, we don't do the thing where we call out individual places, particularly ones that could be sponsors, but I'm furious at a company right now.
Just give us a general,
yeah.
What kind of company?
I ordered pizza at 11:14. Do you think I have any pizza?
Mm. Ooh, that's 2 hours ago almost.
Is this a place that you can order with an app?
I think you need to just stop because you'll be giving it up, you.
I'm not. I think
Landfill, bleep that place, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to help you out. JP will he will slip.
Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. Let's go to Carlos. Los at Severna Park. What up, Los?
What's up, guys? Happy Halloween. Hey, man.
You too, buddy.
I don't know who I got to bleep. I got to bleep Pittsburgh Steelers fans or these fake A's of, you know, Commanders fans that are just looking for a buck. Bleep whoever is trying to sell. Hey, I'm a veteran. You know, I go to the Salute to Service. Commander Salute to Service game every single year, except for this year, because the commander or the NFL people thought it was a good idea for the Commanders to play the number one traveling fan base in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers, charging over $300 per ticket. And they can go bleep themselves if they think I'm going to pay $300 to sit up in the nosebleeds for the November 10th game. That's all I got to say, gentlemen. Bleep you to the Pittsburgh Steelers fans or those fake Commanders fans that are just looking to make a quick dollar.
All right, Los. Hey, if anybody wants to – Los is a veteran. If anybody's got a ticket for Salute to Service, they want to bring a veteran, call in and let them know, and we'll connect you with Los. Los is a good dude, a big fan.
Yes.
Let's go to Dwayne in Silver Spring. What's up, D?
Hey. Thanks, guy. Hey, I want to bleep you, JP, for always cutting people off in the interviews. And I got so many examples. The day you cut the guy off, just to show B. Mitch a video, Kumbali dunk or some highlight. So I want to bleep you to you, JP. And I'm going to hang up before you hang up on me. Bye.
All right, Dwayne. You know what?
The way it came prepared, dog.
Listen, just kind of how I operate. And also, that interview was with our friend Chase, and I was just showing B. Mitch a clip that Chase tweeted out so he could know what Chase was talking about. That was providing context, all right? Damn, coming at me from all over. Toby's upset about something, is my understanding.
Toby's upset? I thought Toby's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, Toby's supposed to be the good kid.
I try
to
be nice.
Jeff's the bad kid.
Well, I try to be nice. Speaking of Jeff, bleep Jeff Walker, because I could have been at home right now. So bleep Jeff Walker. And then
I bet you he's not at home.
Wherever he is, he's not at home and he's not sober. And I don't know the rest of it, but.
Second thing, we won't name the establishment, but I ordered some, just coming in this morning, getting some breakfast. I wanted some sweet tea, but there was no option for light ice. It was either no ice or regular ice, so I just went with regular. And I'm pretty sure they put extra ice, so I got next to no sweet tea this morning. I'm a little frustrated about it.
Ice is tricky, dude. Man. Ice is tricky. Well, I'm sorry, Toby. That's a big deal, and I apologize for you.
Yeah, Toby.
Toby, you may want to hear this, though. This dude that is a very loyal listener and has, like, over 10,000 bobbleheads, Carl Grebe, just tweeted me, and he said, I called in and got hung up on, so bleep that guy. I'm pretty sure that guy is you,
Toby. That's you, Toby.
It's all good. not everything can come to air. It's all I can say.
I'm just glad Toby's doing his best Jeff impression and making the callers mad and just arbitrarily screening them and hanging up on people and doing his thing. Rusty is in Delaware. What up, Rusto?
What's going on, fellas? And I'll say Toby screened the hell out of me, too. I was like, who am I calling the right station here? What's going on?
Yo, Jeff, Jeff just wants to know your name sometimes.
We're to the point now where Jeff, like, answers the phone, Rusty, I got you, and puts me on hold.
That sounds about right. That's our guy.
My bleep you is to my oldest son's fourth grade teacher. She has decided to schedule not just the weekly spelling test, but also a science test for tomorrow, a day after mine and everybody else's kids are going to be all hopped up on sugar until 11 o'clock tonight. So
that's junk,
thank you, Mrs. G. We're not going to say a full name, but thank you, Mrs. G, for keeping the spelling test on the schedule for Friday and the science test as well.
That's junk. That's a fair one, Rusty. My kid's school, I just found this out. I actually think it's pretty damn smart. School starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They're like, these kids are going to be zombies. We don't need them in here fist fighting, eating candy. They can sleep in and come in at 10.
I think the kids should have to go to school at the same time. And just don't eat the candy. You got this weekend coming. Save the candy. Eat a little bit tonight and then eat the rest on Saturday.
Says the guy that won't give out candy unless he's gotten a,
first of all,
a stockpile
I
from Bobby Mitchell.
I don't want to sit there and be bothered all day. But that has nothing to do with them going
in the evening.
That has nothing about them going to. If I'm sitting,
you're not excited to see all the kids' costumes?
Hell no! I've been excited to see costumes since I was a damn kid. I could care less. I love being in college.
What was your favorite Halloween costume?
I was always me.
No, when you were 8 years old,
I was a cowboy then, but I used to wear like little football outfits all every Halloween. I wore a football outfit. And in college, I was throwing eggs at people.
Listen.
Oh, I shouldn't have said it because now they know who hit them with the egg.
There is no better time in college than Halloween. I mean, it is just.
I don't know about that, JP. After you run four touchdowns, that's a great time too, brother.
Not all of us experience that, but all of us experience Halloween. Let's try Jamal is in D.C. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Man, nothing much, man. I want to send a bleep you to everybody that's hating on our Commanders. It's almost like we not supposed to have nice things, man. We finally get it together, and people hating on us, especially this Adam Rank dude, man. I ain't never even heard of this Bama until recently, man. Like, who is this dude, man? Like, he over here talking about Jaden Daniels ain't play as well as Caleb Williams. Dude, bleep you, bro. You just clearly trolling. You want attention. I'm going to give it to you today, bro. Like, stop playing, bro. Like, I don't know what the hell game you was watching. That man had 31 yards passing up until the fourth quarter, I believe. Like, whatever it was, man. He did not outplay Jaden Daniels in no way. Bleep you and the rest of you haters hating on our Commanders, man. We finally got it right, and we're going to sit back and enjoy this season, man. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just pull up Adam Rank and say, Adam Rank is the biggest clown in sports.
But you know what Adam Rank is getting by people being so upset? Exactly what he wants.
He's getting followers. And
that's a content
play. But see,
play.
That's what I hate about that today. You just go out and say the dumbest answer you could think of to get people to follow you, and then all of a sudden you are ranked high just because people – could you say something stupid? Come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. But if he thinks Caleb played better, he is a piece of crap.
He's just incorrect, certainly. Toby, lock up the phones. The three guys on there, we're going to take all three of these. Damon is in Oxon Hill. Damon, who you mad at?
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, as always. And before I begin with my bleepy, I want to say thank you for giving the listeners an opportunity to vent their frustrations with whatever is on their mind. I mean, it's an open topic on Thursday. And for me, it has become very therapeutic. It really has helped me to just, like I say, get out some of the things that I want to release and
get it out, dog.
Be okay with it. So today's Bleep You is for all of the people that downplay the wordplay, people that limit their vocabulary with words, or they just limit themselves. They limit their vocabularies. As I'm going through this transition of caring for my mom who has dementia, I realize there's a difference between the word caretaker and caregiver. Caretakers take care of themselves when they should be giving care for someone else. And so bleep you to all of the people that take care of themselves when they should be giving themselves to care for someone else. Thank you all again.
Thanks, buddy.
And y'all have a great day.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, man. Good luck with all that stuff. All right. We got two left, Wildcard Scotty and Jera. We'll start with Wildcard Scotty because this will certainly be incoherent. Hello, Scotty.
What was that, JP? What's up, man? What's up, man?
How are you, pal?
What up, Scotty?
Oh, I'm spectacular on this sunshiny day. First, I got a couple bleep yous for you. First off is for you, JP, for your hatred towards Penn State. You'll be a believer this week.
I don't hate Penn State. I think Penn State people overinflate their national importance.
Yeah. Oh, that's just hatred, man. The look on your face when you're talking about Penn State showed your animosity. We don't dislike Maryland. We love the Terps.
There's a reason Penn State, like, everybody thinks Ohio State's going to win because Penn State hasn't won one of these games since Kijana Carter was playing. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
That's a long time ago.
You're going to be just like everybody else. You're going to be – Scotty was right, just like the Steelers.
Win the game this weekend, and then you guys deserve it.
Absolutely. And I got an FU for Toby for not knowing Wildcard Scotty.
I like that.
He just said, hell with bleep. He just F you, Toby.
Thank you, Scotty.
All right, Scotty.
All right.
Scotty said, I'm not bleeping him. I'm like, F you, Toby.
Last one. We have a billionaire on the line. Things haven't been going great for our guy.
Not for him, no.
Hello, Jera. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing fine, Finley. How you doing there, Brian?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
How's that? Landfill still sitting on his big ass.
Yep.
Hey, listen, that's not why I called. I want to blink you or bleep you to that Commanders fan that jumped them two Commanders fans. I'm sorry, the Raven fan. I hope they put your ass in jail for 55 years, you little thug, and blink you to your damn mother that sat in the courtroom crying like a big-ass baby over your baby Huey ass. I hope they I never lose. Well, you're about to lose about 55 years of freedom, you dumbass. Hey, you all have a great day, and good luck with your winning season.
All right, brother.
Thank you, Jera. That was a hell of a call right there. Sure. Jera was mad, and we're going to go to break. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We just did our Bleep You segment. I'd like to do a quick thank you. Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron just spoke to the media in Chicago. Says he stands by his decision to hand off to backup O-lineman Doug Kramer for his first NFL carry at the goal line in the fourth quarter with the game on the line against Washington.
Well, he never touched the ball.
Waldron says he was confident in the call and would call it again if he got a chance to do it over.
Yep.
I hope you call it against Washington every time you're at the goal line. Peter Rosenberg joins us now from New York City. What up, Peter? How are you, buddy?
Guys, I feel bad that I haven't listened to you this week because I want to go back and listen to Monday's show and get the feeling, the real feel from the two of you because it has been an amazing week, a special week in this journey that we've all been on as fans of the Washington football team. It has been a special, special week, and I'm thrilled to be speaking to you today.
Well, if you just look at JP's post, Peter, from right after the game, you saw how I was feeling.
Have you seen that?
I don't know. You know what? I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
It might be my last Instagram reel, I believe. And you got to get to the end because we can't play it on the radio. But
it wasn't. Oh man, I love it. I love all of it so much. I'm like, you know, listen, I was just talking about this with my brother earlier today. You know, listen, if they'd lost that game and we go to 5-3 against, you know, losing an out of division game to the Bears, like I really am not tripping. Honestly, I was in a bad. I was annoyed. I was texting with my brother. I was texting with Wale. We were complaining about how, you know, Wale's quote to me was, "We should be winning by 28 points," and I felt a lot of frustration, both by mistakes that the Commanders made, and also a couple of those calls. I mean, I guess as a non-football player, B. Mitch, nothing is more maddening because it's hard to understand the illegal man downfield when it looks like they have nothing to do with anything, and it brings back a huge play. But the point is, I was sitting there going, all right, we're going to lose to the Bears in a game we should have won. We're 5-3. I'm going to be in a bad mood for the next hour. But that's it. I was not thinking about it beyond that. But then to win the game, it goes from sort of like this annoying loss to a historic, like a real, I cannot undersell this, guys. I mean, everyone listening to your show right now has watched this 50 times on their phone. I'm being dead serious, guys. So I've been on a mission over the last 5 years to turn my wife, who's like a half-assed, not even real Giants fan, into a Commanders fan. Right. And listen, she's not a Giants fan, but she's a stubborn New Yorker. And so but obviously me trying to win her over we met in 2020, guys. It wasn't exactly an easy time to try to say you should join up with what we're doing over
here.
That's
tough.
Oh yeah.
Bro, guys, I'm not even kidding, and I know this may shed my wife in an insane light. She shed a tear on Sunday. Like,
really?
Wow.
Yes. Like this was so meaningful. This all of a sudden, this random game that
she was crying for you, Peter. She was happy for you. She was so happy.
No,
she
it might have been. I know.
She's like, damn, he finally got something to celebrate.
So that's an incredibly long way of me just saying, guys, it was an important and wonderful day. And I just want to give a shout out to all of the people listening to your show who are true fans. Those of you who continue to be idiots like the three of us and watch every week during the hell of the last 10 years, and those of you who were smart enough to not. Y'all wanted to watch. I get it. You had kids to raise, okay? You had soccer games to go to. I don't begrudge you. They didn't deserve your attention. So, like, I'm not even mad at the bandwagon, but welcome back, baby. It feels great.
I love it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're onto something, and it's funny that the only kind of concern I would take away from that Bears game is the red zone stuff. And we've talked about it a lot. I'm curious if – basically, I think the red zone problems, we saw it against the Giants in the first game, and then we saw it again against the Bears. Mm-hmm. Could that be as simple as – just a couple bad penalties in important spots, or do you think there's a bigger issue?
I think it is a thing. I think it is a thing. I think that if there's an Achilles heel to this offense so far, it is that. However, you know, and probably it's probably the stat that jumps off the sheet the most when you talk about Jaden sort of potentially MVP, people believe now, rookie season. It's probably the number of passing touchdowns is probably the number that, like, impresses you the least of what we've seen. And I do attribute that directly to whatever this red zone issue is. So there is something there. I'm not paralyzed by it. Like, I do believe they have plays in the red zone, and I do believe, like, they will turn around and be able to punch it in this week against the Giants. But I do think there is something there, and obviously it's compounded by those two illegal man downfield penalties. But, I mean, listen, this isn't a perfect football team. We've seen it. I mean, hey, listen, the rushing touchdown that they gave up to make this thing a game when it shouldn't have been a game, that's a problem. This is not – I don't know if we're winning a Super Bowl this year. My guess would be no. But this is a really good and constantly improving football team. And I really think that defense, man, it's really impressive. JP, I remember the call we had. I think B. Mitch was off that week. But we had a call early in the season about how basically we were kind of like, yo, this defense has a few good players and a bunch of guys who they filled in here. And those guys, no one told them, it seems, that they're just a bunch of guys. Like, they actually are all ballers. And people are really, really impressing me. And a completely unrelated side note, but I don't want to forget it. I had a lot of people. I don't know if you guys had this because you guys live in the area. We've been on national TV a lot. So, JP, you might have seen that post when I threw my phone up after it happened, and my phone was just blowing up with texts. That's because we keep getting the Jim Nantz game, and everyone's seeing this. So everyone's hitting me. I don't know if you guys have had this experience. I heard from so many people, non-Commanders fans, who just love that black jersey. I think we're on to something with the black jersey. Yeah. Really? I mean, at least six people told me who are not Commanders fans, I'm not going to lie, that black jersey's crazy. Like, that's a regular conversation that I heard this week. Side note, but another fun thing as we register, similar to my friend Jody Rosen who hit me this week and said, I got to tell you, the better this team plays, the more I start to like the name Commanders.
I think that is very legit, dude. We haven't had a call
Nobody's talking about the name now.
Nah.
It's all about the team.
B. Mitch, you've been saying that. B. Mitch, you have been saying that for 5 years.
Yes.
They could be called the Mighty Ducks. If you're winning games, it doesn't matter. It's like it kind of feels like if this season is great, are people really going to say, let's change the name next year? You can't. Everyone will have bought merch.
Dude, if this continues, I don't even want to go down the name avenue because we'll get the crazies.
Yep.
But no, dude, Jaden Daniels has the highest selling jersey in the league. Like, that is changing as
Peter,
we speak.
I'll just say this. When I walk into the stadium, that little store is packed.
Packed.
Once they open the gates, they got another little one down the way in the end zone. People are buying up everything there too, and they're buying Commanders gear.
Peter, on your show, ESPN New York in the afternoon, like, what are people saying about this matchup? Brian Daboll damn near sounded like he was going to cry talking about having to face Jaden Daniels.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. So far, I don't know if you guys turned on Fox last night. No one has said a word so far about the football matchups this coming weekend. And that includes a Jets game that is
they're on TV again tonight.
Season. That's tonight.
They're always on TV for some reason. Oh, I don't get that.
I know, right? But, no, just being totally truthful with you, there's been zero conversation about the Giants-Commanders game this week because of the World Series. So, Aaron Rodgers should send a thank you note to Aaron Judge, because that collapse really saved a lot of conversation around the football team, the football teams in this town. But I will tell you guys, I have concern about this matchup. I really, to me, we've done a lot of things that have shown that we're a different version of this football team. The real icing on the cake, wouldn't you guys agree, would be beating the Giants by like 10 or 17 points. That would be, to me, like, oh, wow, this is truly a different team.
Dude, I totally agree with that because there's still an element of, man, it's a division game and you got to go up to the Meadowlands and this is a place. You know, even the great teams, even Joe Gibbs' 80s, early 90s teams, the Meadowlands was hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a difficult task. Now, granted, those Giants teams were really good in those periods too, but If you go up there, this is not thumping the Panthers at home. This would be a different sort of statement.
Yeah.
And I think it's entirely possible. No fade in Jaden.
Yeah, I love that. And I just please don't – I just don't want to look up and see that Malik Nabers has 19 catches for 195 yards. Like,
sure.
You have to be mindful of that. But absolutely, it's a game that on paper, you look at the Giants' record – and you see what they really are, right? And they're not a special team. But they're also not a dead team. Like, they don't play like a dead team. So this is not Carolina. This will be probably a challenging football game, especially after the last one. The Giants really have it stuck in their craw the way they lost that first game because they didn't have a kicker. I didn't know the kicker disease would get caught by Greg Zuerlein and the Jets. Apparently it's in the stadium.
The big one. Seibert came from the Jets.
Yeah.
And he just makes everything in sight for Washington.
Wait. I did not even realize that Seibert came from the Jets.
Yes. Yo, and to take it one step further, Peter, You know, when we were up there for the joint practices and it was cold and rainy in August, and at that point in time, Washington had a kicker named Riley Patterson. Riley Patterson had an innate ability to hit the goalposts on every kick. He would hit the right side. He would hit the left side. He was hitting goalposts more than he was making kicks. About, you know, 5 days later, a week later, the Skins cut him.
Yep.
He bounced around a little. The Jets just signed Patterson to their practice squad to provide competition to Zuerlein. Meanwhile, Seibert is in Washington making everything inside of 50, for sure.
Yeah, unless Tony Romo intentionally jinxes him, he makes absolutely everything.
I think that was intentional.
It's a wild world, man.
It's fun, man. It's fun. And I just looked. I'm going to Dallas for the Tyson fight in 2 weeks. And that Thursday night, where I'll be down there covering the fight, we play Philly on Thursday Night Football. Like, do you know how stoked I am to go out to a Dallas bar this year wearing a Commander jersey to watch this team? Oh, this is fantastic.
Is he fighting Jake Paul finally?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weren't we supposed to go to that?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to that.
Ahmet?
It's going to be hard to go to that now.
come on. Let's
Peter,
go.
Dude, thank you. Will we see you this weekend? We'll be there at the Meadowlands.
No. Honestly, that place stinks. It's like I'm coming home for – I went in Baltimore. I will see – and I saw you, JP. I will make sure I see you guys again the week of the – I'm coming home for the Cowboys game before Thanksgiving. I'm there. But this Giant – I mean, MetLife isn't fun, bro. I'm going to watch from home.
It's a very what do they call hospitals? Not stale, but like –
sterile.
Sterile. Very sterile. Peter, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Shout out to the whole DMV. Peace, guys.
All right, bro. Peace. Later.
Shout out to the whole DMV. Peter Rosenberg, a DMV kid just like me, just like all of Brian's kids. And here's what I know. When I had trouble with my appliances at my house, I knew I wanted to talk to a DMV company. That's why I called Better Appliance. Better is a family-owned small business serving Metro DC since 1945. That's 70 years of service of appliance repairs and sales. They go above and beyond to help you. My dishwasher was acting up. They came over on a Tuesday night at like 7 o'clock, man. And the guy sat there with my wife, tried to figure it out. He's like, listen, I'm going to try to keep the costs low. We're going to try a repair. If it doesn't work, I'll be back out before the end of the week. Sure enough, it didn't work, and they were back out before the end of the week. Got us set up with a new dishwasher that is dope. It's silent. Our old one sounded like a Harley Davidson starting up every time you had to do the dishes. Check out Better Appliance if you need help with anything, whether it's a new appliance or just a repair, or you can get on a service calendar. Maybe you don't get to the point where your dishwasher sounds like a Harley Davidson. Check them out, betterappliance.com. Better get better. BETTAR, betterappliance.com. Yeah, they got three courses there, B. They got Chambers Bay, Gold Mountain, and the home course. Looks dope. B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. Happy Halloween to all who celebrate. Let's go quick. What is your plan tonight, Brian?
Watch the game.
No help. Nothing to do with the children's ringing the doorbell,
My
right?
baby is 22.
Okay.
You think I'm worried? No. Maya will handle that.
Landfill, what is your plan tonight?
It's technically illegal, so we don't talk about it on the radio.
I thought it was all legal. Do it all legal, like Bugsy Siegel.
Technically illegal.
All right, so how much candy will you give away tonight, Landfill?
I don't believe in candy. I give away toothbrushes.
What? Man, I wish I would walk up to your house and give me a toothbrush. I'll fight you.
Now listen, Brian.
I'm going to fight you, B.
This is a show full of degenerates. Toby is not one of us.
Toby is a good boy. Toby is a degenerate now, too.
We're slowly converting him, but Toby goes to church. Toby does it right. Toby, how much candy are you giving away tonight?
None. I live in an apartment complex, so if a kid comes up to the door, he's going to be sorely disappointed.
What, are you just going to turn your light off and not answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to lock my door, and I'll be watching football, and I have a bag of Kit Kat Minis, and I'm going to eat those.
Kit Kat Minis are the goat. All right. You guys are all some straight-up Halloween Scrooges, man.
Wait till your kids are in the 20s and you don't have kids like Toby and you're going to be just like us.
I would still hand out candy. Or, I would let Lauren do that. I wouldn't be, like, anti, though.
I'm not anti, but I'm not handing out candy.
I would hand out candy. But stuff's over by like 7:30.
Listen, God, please have me around when his kids get to be 22 and 24. He will not be handing out no damn candy. He'll be somewhere drunk.
Tonight, I might be that too, but I can hand out some candy. I don't have to drive a vehicle. Tonight, I will hand out some candy. I'll be trick-or-treating. I'll be doing it all. More importantly, though, let's make some bets.
Heard it here first.
All right.
Gather around. So what happened last night, Landfill?
Maybe Toby knows.
I lost.
I lost. The Yankees lost, so I know I won that.
Did anybody win?
I won that.
You had a parlay, dude.
I didn't have a parlay yesterday. I had one bet.
I don't believe you.
I bet one bet yesterday. I bet against the Yankees because Jeff got on my damn nerves.
All right, who's doing what tonight? There's a football game. I'm betting football.
I'm taking the Texans.
I take the Texans, and I'm going to also go over here and give me.
I'm screaming out.
Where are you going, that? Dave?
Give me the Suns and the Texans.
Give me the Jazz over the Spurs.
Give me the Tulane Green Wave going to Charlotte to win by more than two touchdowns. What you got on that?
Sound like you on some crack or something, dog.
So it's just a regular Thursday? Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Josh Kendall. Thank you to Chase Hughes. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg.
Peter.
Thank you for all the calls. Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe out there tonight. Hope you enjoy yourself. If you're in college, I hope you really enjoy yourself. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
Watch out for the eggs.
Watch out for the eggs.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, watch out for the eggs.